Okay, daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Danielle Shea. She is the Director of Options and Trader Specialist over at Simpler Trading. And Danielle and I were talking off mic. There was no doubt kind of this bearish tone that you and I kept on touching on a number of different markets. But what got us on that topic is the news that came out of Apple overnight regarding their sales in China and telling everybody to expect a decrease in revenue. This is really kind of the first major company that is stepping out, especially a tech company, and saying, look, these trade wars, these tariffs have been put in place in China, and the overall slowdown that we have seen in China, they can really start to have their impacts, and we might start to see how big of an impact that this has in 2019. What do you think the Apple story means for this overall bearish?
I think the Apple story is huge for the overall bearish tone because you had the FANG stocks, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google. These were the stocks that were really leading the market higher throughout 2017, throughout 2018, and long before that. And when they really started to top out, that was the moment when Q3 earnings reports started coming out that were really showing that the economy is slowing down. It might not be, you know, a huge slowdown yet, but that was the first indication that we had that the tariff wars and the economy was slowing down in the way of corporate earnings. And now we're getting into our next earnings season, and Apple, one of the major companies that drives the overall market, wanted to come out early and tell everyone that they're going to have a huge impact from China. And that is not good in any form.
Yeah, no, it really isn't. And what we've been seeing too is a lot of these high-flying stocks, they've been leading these sectors down. And that's why sometimes, like on days like today, we do see a couple sectors that are performing decently. But overall, when you see these high-flying stocks, the ones that were leading the market higher, breaking down with very little, it looks like people looking at the market saying this is a buy the dip opportunity, then you have to have lower targets, don't you?
Yeah, and I mean, I do not see it as a buy the dip opportunity at all. And the reason is because the technicals are just completely broken down. Like you were saying, the FANG stocks, they were the stocks that led us into bear market territory first, and they drug down the indexes. These stocks, they make up a huge percentage as far as weighting in the indexes, and they're also huge companies by market cap, and everybody's looking to them to see what they're going to do. And so, you know, it just has a domino effect throughout the market.
It does, and it all plays into investor sentiment as well, something we talk about. And investor sentiment can switch very quickly, but the fact of the matter is right now investor sentiment, as you said, it's not the buy the dip anymore. How important is this, and how quickly do you think it could change into, again, the buy the dip mentality?
So I do think that it could change, and I think that one of the main factors that we can look at is the overall sentiment, because typically what will happen is when the sentiment, you know, for a while, the sentiment will be bearish and people will sell and then they'll sell some more. And then after a while, everyone gets bearish. And at that point in time, that's really the only moment where it can actually shift to the upside. I don't see that we're there yet, but it's something to look out for.
I agree. But one thing that you even mentioned to me off mic is that you have a portfolio into being mostly short. Can you take us through what the theory is behind this and how long you think you could be playing this end?
Definitely. So the reason why I adjusted my portfolio to the short side is because I had previously been sticking with some relative strength names to the long side. Relative strength, it just means the stocks are holding up better compared to the overall market. That had previously been stocks like Microsoft, Cisco, Salesforce, United Healthcare, Costco. And I was focusing on those to the long side and then the FANG stocks to the short side. Well, what happened in the last 2 weeks was even the stocks that people had confidence in have gotten sold pretty heavily. And so that just shows me through the price action just how weak the sentiment is. And I really don't want to be long, and more than that, capitalize on the short side. Really able to take advantage of primarily Facebook, Netflix, Take-Two Interactive, to the downside as well as Apple.
How quickly do you think it could all change if there was some sort of a trade agreement between the U.S. and China? Do you think that this could help to switch overall sentiment and the direction that all markets around the world seem to be going right now?
So it definitely depends on the time frame that we're talking about, because I trade for about 1 to 3 week time frame, right? So when you're saying, can it switch on an intraday basis? Yes, and it switches all the time. I mean, yesterday we opened up about 1.5% lower and then rallied back by the end of the day to be positive. So something like that, you know, on an intraday basis is absolutely possible. We're in a very volatile market environment right now, and that's what I'm seeing every day. But as far as the overall market on a long-term basis, leaving this bearish trend, it's going to take a lot of work. And, you know, people can argue and say that the fundamentals are still pretty solid, but the fact of the matter is the technicals are broken down, and it's going to take a significant catalyst to retake all of the resistance that is in the market right now. So it could be the trade wars. I mean, I think that would really help. I think that the Fed needing to do any more rate hikes would help. But I think that the main thing that we have to look for is this next earnings season. Earnings season is starting in about 2 weeks. And if we get more negative reports, I mean, it's just going to completely hammer the market.
Yeah, that just plays into that whole fact of people being worried, and any more negative news, then they will just continue to sell across the board. I went on where we have seen at least some money flowing into, and these are more of the safer assets. We've seen treasuries perform pretty well. We've even seen the precious metals perform pretty well. And we had seen the dollar at least hang up close to some of its recent highs, but the dollar's become very volatile in the last couple days as well. What do you think the importance is of money in some of these safer assets, but also now the dollar not necessarily as stable as it has been?
So I think it just shows overall smart money flow. You know, when an investor worry, they're going to put their money in gold, they're going to put their money in treasuries. And I think that that is showing us exactly what's going on in the overall market. And I do think that those are good areas to play to the long side. The dollar has been a little bit tricky lately. It had been long the dollar previously, but even the dollar started to break down last week. So my focus would more be on treasuries and gold.
All right. There you have it. Danielle Shea from Simple. Danielle, great chatting with you today. Thanks for breaking down what you're looking at. And hey, I don't think you're alone being on the short side of these markets. Have a great rest of your week there, Danielle.
Thank you.